there, guys. Welcome to our first show of Bob-Omb All-Stars. I'm your one host, Nathan. I am a gamer. We're all gamers. I stream on Twitch. I post on YouTube. And I love playing the latest games all the time. We have our other host here, Maddie.
Hello, Nathan, you beautiful bastard.
Thank you. Tell us about yourself, Maddie.
Yeah. My name's Matthew. Some call me Maddie. I love video games. You could say that. I also love horror movies. Music. Love music. I'm a music producer myself. I like long walks on the beach. Babies, puppies, kittens. Yeah. What about you,
nice.
Faraz?
Okay, well, love that. Faraz, yeah, tell us about yourself, Faraz.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yo, how's it going? Hi, I'm Faraz. I'm 19 years old. I'm a gamer, and, you know, I love music, too. I love movies as well. Not a big horror fan, but I like my comedies, my dramas, my medieval stuff, so, yeah.
Awesome. So we got some solid hosts here. If you guys are wondering what Bob-Omb All-Stars is, we are video games, everything video games. We will be talking about the latest news in the media industry, whether it's about your new console wars, the newest games, or if something really, really cool is coming out in terms of the next gen. So,
Word.
Going into our first topic today, we have Bethesda and Microsoft. You guys heard about the Bethesda news, right?
Yes. And this is a topic I take very seriously.
This is huge.
Bethesda is what got me into video games.
Really?
With, Skyrim in 2011.
Actually, you know what?
Damn, this isn't just a game. This is life. This is art. This is everything I live for.
No, that's huge. And actually, speaking like that, what Maddie said is even when I got my PS3 console, before I had my console, Skyrim is what made me want to get it. I played at my friend's house back in grade 6, was it? Wow, it feels like a long time ago. It really isn't. But yeah, Skyrim, big game. So for people who don't know,
yes.
Bethesda, not actually just Bethesda, the parent company, ZeniMax, was bought by Microsoft on September 26th. They purchased it for a whopping $7.5 billion. That's insane. That is insane.
That's a lot of money.
Huge purchase.
Yeah, no, that's one of the biggest buyouts in a long time. That's bigger than what Microsoft bought out Mojang, the company that made Minecraft. I think this is double the price they bought it for. So that's crazy, the fact that Microsoft has so much money. What do you guys think about that? The fact that Bethesda was able to, or not Bethesda, the fact that Microsoft was able to acquire such a company.
I think, you know, it's a really good decision by them. I mean,
yeah.
Good in the sense it's a pretty smart decision given the fact that the next gen is here and everything, and you know, they're in a position to buy a company like ZeniMax. You know, they have the money. They've been in the game for so long. Microsoft knows what they do and they specialize in this stuff. So I think it's a very, very smart business decision. You know, given that PS5 is their biggest competitor.
For sure.
And to really compete in the next gen, this is a huge step. And I think it'll be great in the long run.
No, I totally agree with you. Yeah. And Maddie, what are your thoughts on this, man?
You know what? I always viewed Sony as the company that had all the exclusive rights and the sick companies making games for it. Like, Naughty Dog.
Oh yeah.
And
Last of Us, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
They got FromSoft making the making Bloodborne.
Oh yeah.
Stuff like that. I was always like, I'll always be a Sony guy because they have literally the coolest exclusive games and companies working for them. And now I think everything kind of changes now with Bethesda being purchased by Microsoft.
It's a huge shift in the game, man.
It's a game changer because you basically have, like, to me, maybe not to everyone, you have the best game being purchased by a company that I don't view as the best at the moment. So, like, what does that mean? Like, what could that mean?
Yeah, no, that's a very good point to bring up. I can't remember what the actual... They did a survey. I don't know the numbers of it, but basically, after Bethesda was bought out by Microsoft, a lot of Sony players, just because of Bethesda, started to lean towards Xbox. Now, granted, I get it. There is a lot of good games that Bethesda has made. For example, now Microsoft owns the rights to The Elder Scrolls, the Fallout series,
yep.
Doom, Wolfenstein, The Evil Within, Dishonored, and Prey. Those are huge titles. So I don't blame people. If you guys are huge fans of those franchises and you want to stick with it and playing with it, I get it. Bethesda is your home. Only thing is that not everything is set in stone for being exclusive to Xbox, which is really cool. So, for example, I don't know if you guys have seen these new games, Deathloop and Ghostwire Tokyo. They look like very interesting games that Bethesda made. Definitely not their top titles. Definitely not top titles.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, for sure.
Phil Spencer, the vice president of Microsoft, basically has planned to continue to honor the deal, which was Bethesda was going to make these games PlayStation 5 exclusives. Now, obviously, people were very scared that Microsoft was going to change that with the purchase of the company, but they said, we're going to continue to honor it because this was before our company was, or before the company was bought out. However, we can't say the same for future games. Bethesda has said that for future games, or Microsoft technically, for future games, it'll be on a case-by-case basis for which consoles they will be on. So that's kind of scary to think about. I mean, what would you guys do if The Elder Scrolls was a Xbox exclusive?
You know what? Like what I was saying before, it changes everything. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of guys, including me, that buy consoles just for one or two games, right? Like, I bought a Switch not to play all Mario games. I bought a Switch just to play Smash Bros.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that's pretty much it.
Oh, I hear you, man.
Smash Bros. And Odyssey.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Same thing for my PS3. I bought a PS3 so that I could play Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a friend who bought a PS3 so they could play Fallout 3, right?
Correct.
So when the PS5 comes out, I don't think we'll be buying a PS5 if Elder Scrolls 6 isn't on it. Because
mm-hmm.
that's the holy grail of releases, you know what I mean?
No, for sure. Everybody's excited for this next-gen game, which we have almost no info on.
And it's like 10 years in the making so far.
I think it's going to be an amazing game. Honestly, and this is the opinion I'd be giving out to a lot of people, they will most likely not be making it an Xbox exclusive. The reason being is that it would be a very, very bad business move to limit themselves to their one console because, I mean, think about it. I get it. That would be a huge turning point to make people go towards Xbox. However, it's still not going to change people's opinion on wanting to go from one console to the other because it's just one game.
Right.
Granted, I love Skyrim. I love Elder Scrolls, but it doesn't want to make me move over even if it was an exclusive. Therefore, I think they would make more money leaving it as an open general across all console game.
For sure. I think they'd actually alienate more people by making an Xbox exclusive.
Yep. 100%.
You know what I mean? Like they'd create a further division, which I don't see that being good for business.
Now, I feel like the console wars are even more severe after this because, you know, when the next Elder Scrolls gets released and, you know, if it's not on PS5, then it's going to make a lot of people mad. I mean, especially if they've been playing Elder Scrolls their whole life and, you know, not only Elder Scrolls, but games that our new IPs like Starlink. I don't know if you guys, Starfield. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
I saw that one. Yeah,
the new space game.
It looked pretty cool.
That I was pretty excited for that game until this announcement. So I just hope that they were already kind of developing it for PS5, so we get it. But probably not because you know
there have been rumors that they will be making that one an Xbox exclusive, which sucks.
That's just. It really sucks because that game looks cool and there have been screenshots and like of like the HUD and you know the UI of the game and like it looks pretty damn cool. Like the first space game by Bethesda, it's pretty interesting and you know like we've haven't we haven't gotten like a new IP from them in a long time. So
no, I hear you, man. I hear you. So I mean, again,
it's pretty interesting.
It'd be a really bad business move for Microsoft to limit themselves. I get it. Microsoft doesn't. So here's the thing: Microsoft, compared to PlayStation, does not have a lot of exclusives. We have on the PlayStation with Sony, The Last of Us, The Last of Us 2. All the Uncharted games, God of War, Bloodborne, Death Stranding, Spider-Man, Horizon Zero Dawn. I mean, the list just goes on. We have so many games. Gran Turismo.
There's and now one. Deathloop
we
and Ghostwire.
We definitely have a lot bigger range of games. For sure. And, you know, it's just games that people love more. Let's be honest. Like the games that PS5 exclusivizes in is really special. It's just like they're all award-winning games, and you know they have special pedigree.
Oh, for sure.
Compared to Xbox
exclusive. They're some of the best games out there, basically.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Xbox has decent games. They do have Halo.
No, but it can't
compare. Halo franchise has been around for a long time.
Halo is just like, okay, maybe people will be mad if I say this, but Halo is just another shooter.
Which is true. Yeah,
it's not special. Like, okay, actually, you know what? I'm going off here. Like, nobody listen to me.
No. Listen, you're not wrong. So, Halo. I mean, okay, Halo used to be special. I'll say this.
Is true. It used Halo, to be special
with its story, Master Chief, and all that. Used to be a special game. With its new Halo Infinite, I think it's a revisit to some old lore, if I remember correctly from what I heard. It just looks like your same old Halo reskinned. It doesn't look amazing for a next gen game. It doesn't wow me. We had recently Gears, I think it was Gears 5, Gears of War. It was not good. People didn't like it. It was just going downhill. And lastly, they have Forza Horizon. Now I will say this.
Now that's a good game.
Forza is a good game.
Very good
game.
It's
a very good game. I tried it at Fan Expo last year. I liked Forza.
I've never seen a game that realistic and that accurate in terms of driving, in terms of maps, open world, and you know, just like, it's just a really well-made driving simulator, because it's, you know, it's a lot better than, like, I'll say Forza is better than Gran Turismo any day.
Oh, totally.
For sure. But with the new Gran Turismo coming out, I don't know if you guys have seen it, could change the game. Again, the trailer for the new Gran Turismo, Gran Turismo looked really good. Plus, if you guys know, Gran Turismo can also be played in VR, which is another thing Microsoft does not have still, and they have stated they will not do for Xbox ever. They have no plans for VR. So that's another thing that PlayStation has a huge, huge win in. That's another game.
What's up
Iron
with
Man
that,
VR.
Though?
Boom. We have Iron Man as well.
Bill Gates doesn't like VR or what? Like,
I don't know, man.
There's no future in it?
Honestly, I think if Microsoft were to do VR, they would probably crush PlayStation. As much as it hurts me to say that, because I love PlayStation VR, although it still needs to be tweaked with the new one coming out, which is going to be wireless. If Microsoft were to ever do VR, which they should. I encourage them to do it. I really do. As much as I want PlayStation to win, I think Xbox, Microsoft, would have such a good chance in the VR arena, because they have hardware that is advanced compared to Sony. They have the money to do it. They have the capability of acquiring these pieces of hardware that Sony just doesn't have. So what's stopping them? I don't know. They feel as if the Microsoft community has no interest in VR, which I think is a lie.
That's what I feel like.
I don't know.
What if they're right?
If they're right, then I mean, hey, kudos to them. That's awesome. That way they don't waste money. But if they're wrong, then they're missing a really big market. VR right now is booming, especially with everybody at home. Yeah, you can play your video games and sit on your butt all day, but with VR, for majority of the games at least, it gets you on your feet. It's good. Beat Saber.
It does, yeah.
You work out, right?
Yeah.
You're on your feet.
Pretty much.
So that's something that...
It's healthy, man.
It's healthy, exactly. Microsoft needs to think about that and potentially revisit that idea in the future. let's go into our next part, our weekly game choice. So this is the part where we have every week we're going to choose a game. Each host will choose their own individual game that they like related to a theme.
Oh, yeah.
This week's theme is retro. So
retro.
Retro, baby. Retro.
Retro.
Retro can consist of either original, we're going to do original consoles of either PS1, Xbox, N64, and of course, if you don't have a game that you prefer in there, arcade games. So
for any old people listening, they're going to be like, PS1 isn't retro.
PS1 isn't retro. Yes, it is. It is retro now.
It is now.
It is now. It's 2020, baby. cool. So, I mean, who wants to talk about their favorite retro game first? And also, I just want to point out, we're not going to talk about the best retro game. That would be a little we're going to talk about our favorite retro game, okay? Just to make that clear. We think it's our best retro game, okay? Individually, it's our best retro game. So, do any of you guys want to go first, or
there's too many, too many great retro games.
Too many. Would you like me to go
first?
There's
a lot. Yeah, sure. You can go first.
I could go first. Okay, cool. So as far as retro goes back, I'm going to say this is probably my first console that I played on anyways. It was the SNES, the Super Nintendo System.
The SNES.
SNES. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time.
That's a good game.
I don't know if Roz.
No, I want to say the same thing.
Yeah, now you want to say no. You can't
never play that game ever.
You can't. If you want to say the same thing, you can. Granted, it originated on the Super Nintendo. I believe it actually came to arcades as well. There are arcade versions of the game, but nothing beats the Super Nintendo. I remember playing this as a kid with my mom, my dad. We played this all the time. I got as far as the last level, which was Shredder, Super Shredder. I actually never beat him. I never beat Super Shredder.
You know what happens when you beat him?
No, I don't. You can spoil it. Tell me.
He shrinks into like a little mouse or something.
Really?
And he scurries away. I think, if I'm remembering correctly.
I'll have to Google it. I'll check on YouTube later on. But yeah, I love that game so much. The reason it's my favorite game is, it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you don't like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, what is wrong with you?
Just go ahead and turn the podcast
off. Yeah, you might as well just stop listening at this point. But if you've never heard of the game, it's definitely worth checking it out. When arcades open back up or places open back up, you can definitely take a look and see if it's just your local arcade. But you can also emulate it for free on your PC if you want to try it out. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that'd probably be the best way.
As far as like graphics go, back then, it wowed me. As a kid, I look at the graphics, I go, oh my god, this is so cool. I love it so much. It's
still visually appealing.
It still has that really good feeling. The funny thing too is, I mean, as kids, we all perceive these games as amazing. Now we look back and they're not as amazing anymore, but TMNT still holds that special place in our hearts because it's just, back then, it was so amazing to play that game. And I also want to point out that this game in particular was colorful. It had so many colors in it. You had the map itself. It was 2D scrolling, but regardless, you had just all these different colors. It was vibrant. It stuck out.
And every level was like a different theme.
Yeah, exactly. You started off in New York, and then you went off to the sewers, and then another one was in the Technodrome. There were all these different areas that felt...
There's like the pirate one.
The pirate, yeah, because I remember it's Turtles in Time. Yeah, you went back in time. There was the pirate one.
Yeah.
There was the, I think the... Was the
train?
The train was one. I think wasn't there one with dinosaurs as well? The prehistoric one. I think there was a prehistoric one. It was just unique for that, for the time when games were coming out. This is something that stuck out to people, and it still sticks out as one of, I'd say, I don't want to say the greatest, but I mean definitely a favorite of a lot of, you know, SNES players. I love it. It's a great game. I can't really say there's a lot of negatives about it. There's not much that really wanted me to say. I don't have, like, nothing that I dislike about the game.
There is one negative.
One negative? Which one?
And it's not about the game in itself. It's the fact that they did a remaster of it.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like shit. And it was so bad that they took it off of the PSN store.
Get out of here. You can't buy it anymore.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
It was like they gave it 3D graphics, but it was really ugly.
I'll have to look at that up. But
yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
It'd be like, look how they massacred my boy. My game. They just killed it.
I'm glad I never saw it then, but now I'm happy to... I mean, yeah. Not happy. I just want to see it. But yeah, in terms of, like, there's really nothing negative about the game. I mean, again, controls-wise, we got to remember, this was back on the SNES. You can't criticize the controls on these games. Sure, there were some games that were absolutely atrocious, aka Mario Kart. Mario Kart controls were garbage.
What?
They were not easy to turn. It was hard. You had to, like... Okay.
Oh, in the old one?
In the old one, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Not like the new one, yeah. Now
just it's forget easy. I said anything.
What? No, it's...
I haven't even played the old one.
Oh, it's okay. I have it still in the cartridge. I play it every once in a while. It's garbage. It is absolutely... If you want to turn, you have to turn like a mile away before you get to a turn to drift or anything. It's bad. But at least with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, again, it's on the SNES, so it's not smooth, but... Compared to other games, it felt smooth. So that's what I really enjoyed about it. It's overall my favorite retro game. So, I mean, there you go. There's my retro game. Which one of you guys wants to tell us about yours?
Let's hear Faraz.
Faraz, yeah? Okay.
Mine, I mean, I have quite a few. I'd say best one for me would be, my favorite one would be Street Fighter 2.
Street Fighter 2, okay.
Nice.
Very, very classic, very arcade game, you know, classic arcade game. Just very, very fun. That game, I still do play Street Fighter. I play Street Fighter V a lot. But there's just something about the classic Street Fighters, like Street Fighter 2 and 3 were probably one of the best ones.
Who's your main?
My main in Street Fighter 2?
Yeah.
Street Fighter 2, I mean, I don't really main anyone. Ryu, you know, Ryu is pretty good. I didn't really main anyone like that, but, you know, I play everything.
That's cool.
Ryu and sometimes Guile.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys...
Oh, he's cool.
So...
Yeah, Guile's cool and yeah.
Personally, for me, I never got into the Street Fighter series. I have played the recent one. I think, what was it? Street Fighter 5 or 6 or whatever? I don't know. It was for free on PlayStation, so I was like, cool, I'll grab it. It's cool. I like the new ones. They're cool. If I could turn back the clock, however, I would try out the original ones because they do look like fun. Just that... I guess that 8-bit kind of feel, like how original it was, playing Street Fighter. I don't know. It's retro is always a lot of fun. Again, as I said, they always hold a special place in the heart. So that's pretty cool. I mean, that's an interesting choice. I know a lot of people love Street Fighter. So, hey, I mean, if you like Street Fighter, you like Street Fighter. There you go. That's a cool game.
My only knowledge of Street Fighter is I played a lot of Marvel vs. Capcom, which is, it's like similar mechanics.
Sounds like fun. Okay, Maddie, and your favorite retro game, let us know.
I'm going to do my top three.
You're going to do your top three? Why not one?
Because I got three.
You can't choose?
I can't choose. Okay, right. Also, it's kind of top four because you stole mine.
Oh, I stole yours? Okay.
I didn't think of it originally, but now that you said it.
Whenever someone says retro games, that's the first one that pops up in my head. But
it's definitely TMNT there. That's an amazing game.
Okay.
But besides that, one of my favorite games ever is this game called Pac-Man World. And
ooh.
It's like this 3D Pac-Man
That was on
game.
PS2, wasn't it?
I had it on PS1.
It was on PS1 too.
Unless I'm
I think it was on PS2 as
I'm
well.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
I'll have to check. But okay. Tell us about it.
I'm Googling it right now.
Googling it right now? It was
no,
on...
it's a PlayStation.
It was on the PS1. But it was also on the PS2. I remember, I have it on the PS2. That's why I remember it. I don't think it's the same
anyway,
one, though. I think it's different.
You play as Pac-Man, needless to say.
I think we figured that one out.
3D. And,
whoa, really?
I don't
play
know.
As Pac-Man?
You play as Pac-Man.
Yeah,
Pac-Man.
It's pretty
game?
Crazy.
That's wild.
So the sick part is that the people, they're like, how are we going to make Pac-Man 3D? Like, all he does is go back and forth and eat pellets.
Yeah.
So they just made up a bunch of shit about Pac-Man. So they decided that he can turn into a ball, bounce around, like, run super fast. He can shoot pellets. They gave him all these abilities, right?
Right.
And then just the level design is great. Like, you start off in this, like, pirate world. And then you move on to what's after it? There's like the prehistoric world and then a space world. And that's the farthest I got because the game gets really hard. And it's just a great game. My second favorite retro game, Super Mario Brothers 3.
Okay. Oh, I love Super Mario Brothers 3. I mean,
amazing.
You reminded me of the. I know we didn't include the PlayStation 2 and the Pac-Man world, but I gotta say, that brought back a lot of memories when you said that. Mm-hmm. But okay.
It's so many memories. But yeah, Super Mario Bros. 3. It's great. It's one of the most creative Mario games. There's like all kinds of weird new enemies. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, Ninja, I don't know how to pronounce it, Ninja Gaiden?
Oh, yeah, Ninja Gaiden. Yeah, Ninja Gaiden, yeah.
Yeah, I actually played it for the first time, like maybe last year on the Switch.
Okay.
It's hard as hell. I don't know how anyone played that game, but it's really fun.
I mean, I've never played
Ninja Gaiden. Abuse the save settings. You know how on the Switch you could just save wherever you want?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you cheat? What?
Yes, basically. Because if you actually try to play the game, it is so hard. Like, it's literally impossible.
No, I totally hear you, man. And that's the thing about the retro games. Like, not every single retro game was easy. I mean, and that's what made it fun, because they're single player hard games. It's not like Call of Duty now where it's like, oh, here's this one really good player who's dominating the heck out of us. But realistically, I mean, you have these retro games where you can't really have, it's not multiplayer unless you're playing with someone else. And it makes it challenging because you have to figure out on your own sort of thing. Same thing with like the Pac-Man games and even Super Mario. Like, you can't have anyone else with you. It's just you. Right, it's a single player game, which makes it unique, and I don't know, there's just something about them. There's just something about the games that makes it a lot of fun. I can't really put my finger on it, but yeah,
it's just fun.
It's just fun. There's not much you can say about it. They're just fun games. Personally, again, I've never played Ninja Gaiden before, so
definitely check it out.
If it's on the Nintendo Online thing, I have access to it because we share it, so there we go, I can try it out.
Can I tell you the worst retro game?
Yeah, go for it.
Crash Bandicoot is a piece of shit, stupid game. I hate it.
What? Why you don't like Bandicoot?
Crash Bandicoot is the worst retro game?
Why don't you like Crash Bandicoot?
I've never heard anyone say that.
It's too hard.
It's too hard.
Never heard anyone say that, bro. Everyone loves that game.
If you think Crash Bandicoot's hard on the retro one, you should see the new one. The new one is
difficult. I hate that one.
It's hard.
Just as much. Hell.
It's like really hard. I'm not even going to try and buy it. I don't like...
Dude, Crash Bandicoot was like a template for a lot of Naughty Dog's mechanics.
Yeah, especially like platforming games as well. I guess Crash Bandicoot came like... brought a lot of inspiration. But yeah, as far as like hard, like I guess opinion wise you just really dislike it. As far as like worst game overall, there was this one really weird game that I played. I'm trying to remember it. I'll probably have to come back to it another time. I'll talk about it with you guys, but you played these really small dudes, and I think they had green hair or blue hair or something. Oh man, I gotta find it. I gotta search it up now. Okay, give me one sec, guys.
He's looking it up.
I'm looking it up. I gotta know. I gotta know what it was. It was such an irrelevant game. It was so bad. Random,
you can't even remember it.
And just so odd. Like, I've never heard of a game like it before. And they've never remade it. It fell off. I have it. I don't know if it's popular. All I can say is that it was boring as hell.
I'll just have to imagine it.
You just have to imagine it, guys. It was a really... basically, you dug holes. I know that. Wait. I found it. Here. Lemmings. Lemmings.
Oh. You played?
It's SNES. They have green hair, blue outfits. It was so stupid. I don't think they ever remade it. Yeah,
that's funny because I watched a YouTube video about it a few weeks ago, and the guy was saying how, even though it sucks, that he thinks they should like remake it and make it better. because it was a good idea.
You know what? Okay, I'll give him that. Executed. I think the game had potential. Again, I didn't really understand it that much as a child. But whatever they were trying to do, it was cute. It's a cute game, but it just there wasn't much game. Like there wasn't much to it. It's you dig tunnels. You tried to not die. You had to get your characters to a certain place. It was boring. Awesome. So thank you guys for tuning into our first episode of Bob Omb All Stars. I hope you guys enjoyed listening. Be sure, if you guys enjoyed it, to tune into our next episode. We are very excited to continue this podcast. I had a lot of fun doing this.
Yes, me too.
It was a blast. Let's go.
Awesome, guys. So thank you very much again, guys. You have a great day, and we will see you next time.
Woo, peace out.
Take it easy.
Take it easy.